Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Durham. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Werber, who tags Swanson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive towards short. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Cook moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. McManus reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. Appling moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Pipgras covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 2 in the game. Pipgras hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodapp. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb pinch hits for Ed Durham. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Swanson moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swanson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.